We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Here's a song for you.
It's one you know, so sing along with us.
Give me all in my lap, keeps me burning, burning, burning. Give me all in my lap, I pray. Give me all in my lap, keeps me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day.
Give me all in my lap, keeps me burning, burning, burning. Give me all in my lap, I pray. Give me all in my lap, keeps me burning, burning, burning.
Going to talk about an animal who gives us wool.
Sheep.
Now, what do you all know about sheep? Jessica.
Their wool is really warm.
Okay. Caitlin.
They're really dumb.
Oh, I think that's the truth. Yeah.
Lots of farmers keep sheep.
Okay. They do. And they keep them in a whole big group of sheep. And what's that called?
A flock.
Right. Well, you know, the Bible talks about sheep, and Jesus is called the Good Shepherd. And the people who follow him are called his sheep. Now, why do you think God uses an example like that? Jessica?
The shepherd protects his flock of sheep from dangers like wolves and other mm-hmm. animals. And since God is like our shepherd, he protects us from the dangers of the world.
Good. And Jamie?
Well, we can't get along in life without God and having him guiding us because we'll get lost.
Caitlin?
I guess if we consider ourselves, we'd say we're a lot smarter than the sheep. But if you think about how much smarter God is than us, there's like a huge difference.
Yeah.
And I guess we don't really realize how much we don't understand. And so we, you know, will wander away because we think, you know, we'll be fine and we can do it all by ourselves. But we really can't.
Yeah. And Emily?
Well, sheep wander away from their shepherds. Sometimes we wander away from God. And he's kind of like a shepherd. He'll go anywhere to find us, even if it's just one little sheep.
That's a really good point, yeah. Well, let's read from the Bible about sheep. And the first story is in the book of Matthew, chapter 18. And it's a parable that Jesus told, the parable of the lost sheep.
If a man owns 100 sheep, and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hill and go off to look for the one that wandered off?
And if he finds it, I tell you the truth. He is happier about that one sheep than the 99 who did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost.
Our Father in heaven does not want to lose any of us, and every one of us is so important to him. He would leave the whole flock to search if you got lost. So how does that make you feel? To think that God loves you so much that he'd put aside so many things and just come off to get you. Emily.
It's just amazing.
Yeah. Jessica.
It makes me feel really loved.
Mm-hmm. Carolyn.
I feel safe.
Feel safe. Well, you know, no matter what, God will never let us be alone. He will always be close to us. And we can read in the book of John, chapter 10, about Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and his flock. And who's his flock?
Us.
Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd.
The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, abandons the sheep and runs away.
Then the wolf attacks the sheep and scatters it.
The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I'm the good shepherd.
I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I lay down my life for the sheep.
I have other sheep who are not in this pen. I must bring them in also.
They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd.
One flock and one shepherd. What does all this mean? Talk about the wolf coming and talk about people not in the pen.
I think the wolf is kind of like the devil.
Okay.
Coming and trying to scatter us so we won't be so strong in our faith in God.
Okay. Caitlin.
When there says there's one flock and one shepherd, like God is the only shepherd and like the only true shepherd, and he wants all of us to be one and all join together and all follow him.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Emily.
Who's the hired hand?
The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. Well, I guess he's talking about the people on earth here.
I think it might be too like the people of control in our world and like people who we think, like the government, we think.
Right.
If we didn't have them, then, you know, everything
right.
would.
You think of people in power, but really God is in control of things. What does this verse mean? The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Alexa.
It means that Jesus laid down his life for us when he died on the cross.
Exactly right. And that's the basis of our faith, right? That Jesus died for us. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Jessica.
God knows each one of us by name.
Mm-hmm. And I like this part, too. They will listen to my voice. We can hear God speaking to us, can't we?
Mm-hmm. Right.
A sheep knows the voice of his shepherd. Did you know that about sheep? They recognize a shepherd's voice. So we have to recognize God speaking to us. People may try to lead you away from God's teaching, but remember, we hear the voice of our shepherd, Jesus. Do you hear him and do you know him?
Yeah.
Yeah. He will protect us and keep us safe from harm.
He knows us by name.
We will follow him. We belong to him.
Jesus loves us.
Not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my shepherd, and I am his sheep. And I will always follow him. He will care for me. Jesus is my master, and Jesus is my guide. My friend, oh, what a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend, and he is always here with me. He lives inside my heart, and he will never leave. Jesus is my rock, and Jesus is my savior, and Jesus is my king. Jesus is my friend. Oh, what a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is.
Jesus not only protects us and guides us, but he gave his life for us so that we could live with him and his Father in heaven.
Live with them forever.
No one else has the power to do that. No one else loves us like that.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
For he is with me.
His rod and staff, they comfort me.
He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
My cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Can you hear him calling you? Trust him and obey. Did you know that God has a plan for you? Trust him and obey. And walk with him, talk with him, pray to him, and say to him, trust you and obey. Walk with him, talk with him, pray to him and say to him, I will love you, I will serve you, trust you. Trust him and obey. Did you know that God has a plan for you? Trust him and obey.
Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for sending Jesus to guide us and to protect us and love us and to save us. We can hear his voice and we will follow him. We belong to you, Lord, and you will never let us go. Even if we should wander off like sheep, you will find us and bring us home. Thank you for these beautiful stories that we can read. We can learn so much by studying your word. Help us to trust you more and love you the way that Jesus did. In his name we pray, amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We want to hear from you.
Tell us what you like about our show, or tell us what you're doing at your church.
We will share it with others.
If you need help, ask a grown-up.
We want to learn more about our friends who are listening.
You can contact us by mail. Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Or by email, karen@karenandkids.com.
Or give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.
You can visit our website to learn more about us.
www.karenandkids.com.
And remember, Jesus knows you and he loves you.
He wants us to follow him.
And only him. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and Lisa Sampson and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.